Class is the root of the horrors we cope with. And if a pundit tells us his solution, quote unquote, is a new way to make the best of it, we must ask, why? Why should we settle? This is what my recent blog, 10 Questions for Richard Wolff, boiled down to. And not stop until we have our answers. Because if pressed, that pundit will ultimately say, we, meaning he and power, we require you to work so that we can continue our research, quote unquote. Thought requires the brutalization of humanity, is what this answer says. For centuries and centuries under the regime of class, we've worked and worked and worked because you asked us to, and we are a cooperative species. But look, we must say to power, look where your unending appetite for our bodies leads. Look what hustled and overworked and overwhelmed silence has meant. Not just to our issuance, our children and theirs, but to all existence. Brothers and sisters, this demented and irreverent system of rank, of boxes, of rating us according to our use to the state, of false quantification and division must end, and it's time for us to refuse to go along for the ride. It's time for us to reclaim responsibility for our own lives. And as another aside, I must say that for centuries, with their increased level of organization and conscious global planning, these sad children, power, have deluded themselves into thinking that the mere fact that they know what's going on because the malevolent devices being implemented are of their invention, and we don't, means they're smarter, quote unquote. And this delusion is fed daily as they find amusement in our confusion. To stack the deck, rig the game, and then delight in winning is a child's play. No, an abandoned child's play.